The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
It's that time.
It's that time again.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
TGIF.
It's Chuck and Billy's Hot Chocolate.
It's the weekend.
Yeah. You guys are all going to go out, get hammered.
I'm just kidding. Actually, the after party is tonight for Pride Month for the... tonight.
It's in Dalton, right?
In Dalton, yeah, at the Stationery Factory.
Oh, man. I don't get out till 9.
I don't think it starts until... it starts late, I think. I'd have to look it up.
It ends at like midnight, doesn't it?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. I'm going to look it up.
Anyways.
Oops.
Thanks for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
We're here.
For you.
Yay.
And for you. For our three listeners.
We're here for you.
Oh, man. What am I doing? I'm looking this up.
67 degrees here and here. You shouldn't tell.
I think my truck said it was like 74. I don't really know what it is.
74?
Yeah, that's what it said in the truck.
It's way off over here.
But I don't know.
Maybe it's in here at 67.
I mean, it could be.
Dude, I can't breathe. Ugh.
It's that time of year.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
It is from 7 to 11.
7 to 11. Well, I mean, if I get out at 9, get home around 9:30, I probably won't get there till 10. So, yeah, I have an hour.
Yeah, it's tonight, 7 to 11 at the Stationery Factory. If you didn't buy tickets in advance, you can buy them at the door.
Where is the Stationery Factory?
Right across from the fire department.
Like this way or this way?
So if you turn onto the street that the fire department's on, which is like at the first lights when you get up the hill, it's right across from it. So it's on your left.
I never knew where it was. Everybody's like, oh, it's right next to the fire department. I'm like, okay,
yeah, you know where Subway used to be and where street that's right there. The fire department's on that street. And then right across from it is a Stationery Factory.
I don't know if we have to read this, but I might read it later.
What is it?
It's for the 4th of July parade.
Ooh.
I don't know how good I'm going to read it, but I'm like, no. I can read it like Chantel.
Yeah. You should.
Like, the Pittsfield 4th of July is celebrating the generations. I could just do it like that. I don't know if they'll like that, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, but we can read it a couple times. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we can read it all.
Information's going to get out there, right?
We can read it normal. Are we normal?
What's normal?
No, we're not normal.
It's the spin cycle is normal.
Off is
on
normal.
On the washing machine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're rinsing.
There's nothing normal about it.
No, or us.
Or anything, or anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's not normal. Come on.
I like when people say, well, I'm just a normal person. No, you're not.
Yeah, you're normal for what it's worth. Like, I don't know.
Because you're here.
Yeah, you're normal, which means you're broken like everybody else.
Yeah.
you know how your mom's always like when you're growing up, you need to be unique.
Yeah.
Unique just like everyone else.
Yeah, like, what do you mean?
Unique,
like that
just
guy
like
over there? Yeah. No.
Like, how unique do I need to be?
Yeah, I'm confused.
I mean, I could really be unique.
Like, mom.
I can make sure.
Mom, please explain this to me. I don't know what that means.
In detail.
Yeah.
Like, do I have to wear something?
Yeah. You need to wear a dress like the girl across the street. Okay.
Do I need
pretty.
To? I feel pretty.
So pretty. Start dancing and twirling. Don't twirl!
Yeah,
sorry.
Don't twirl. Oh, man, that just reminds me. I watched this movie. It's a little bit older. I think it was in 2014 or so. But Hilary Swank's in it. It's called Ordinary Angels.
I've never seen it.
And it's based on a true story about a family, and I think it's in Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Yeah, it's a mom, dad, two girls, and the girls are young. One's 5 and one's 8. and they lose their mom. So after they lose their mom, they find out that the five-year-old has some kind of rare sickness that where she requires liver. I mean, this whole thing just, I was blubbering like an idiot because it was all, I wish people were like that today. And it happened in the 90s. Yeah. It was like 1993 that this all happened in. And it made the news and everything because the entire like state of Kentucky came together to help this family and eventually, you know, try and help the little girl get to where she needed to be. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. And it really was touching just because of the amount of kindness that came from strangers. And I think we're missing that today.
Yeah.
You know, people are so stuck on what they're doing. And I mean, yeah, you got to mind your own business, sure. But I mean, the kindness of strangers, like these people didn't know this family at all.
No.
And they went out of their way. Like there was a huge snowstorm that year. And I mean, feet of snow.
Yeah.
And in order to get this little girl out of this town, they needed a helicopter, which someone was willing to fly in this storm.
Yeah.
And he couldn't land. He couldn't land where the landing place was because it was filled with snow. So, like, people came from everywhere to shovel snow.
Oh, that's awesome.
And get snow out of the way so that this thing could land. Oh, so that's awesome. What I'm talking about. Like, the pure kindness of strangers. They don't know them, you know? And I'm like, we're missing that today.
We are.
Just being nice to people.
Big time. Yeah, I almost died. Great. Yeah, awesome.
And, of course, you know, back then we didn't have cell phones.
No, so we didn't have nothing.
We didn't really have the internet either.
I mean, we had those big ones that looked like bricks.
Yeah, the ones that only rich people could get.
No, the one that Zach Morris used to use. Saved by the Bell.
They had a little satchel that they came in, right? Really? And you had to wear it. No, that was the 80s, I think.
It was so funny. It was like, whoosh, hello.
Yeah, the huge, like, cordless.
Yeah, the big, huge ones.
Yeah.
And they were always
noisy.
I'm on my cellular phone. Remember when you were cool and you got the flip one?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, you pull the antenna out. I got lucky. I didn't get lucky the first time. It was like I didn't get the antenna. Mine had like a little tiny antenna sticking out. It was a Nokia. You remember those?
I remember the flip phone I got, right?
Yeah.
I had it for like, I don't know, almost a year. And I wanted to be cool, so I pulled it out of my pocket one time. I go, whoosh, and the whole thing just fell off and went that way.
Yeah.
I was like.
What, the top?
Yeah, the whole thing just blew off. Like the wire snapped and everything. I was like.
You know those
Hello?
You know those phones though were durable. You could throw those.
Yeah.
The screens wouldn't break. Nothing would break on them. You'd throw it. It gets scratched up a little bit. You pick it up. It's just like my sunglasses that I buy for $1.50. You throw them and nothing happens to them.
Exactly.
But you buy a $200 pair of sunglasses and it, you know you breathe on it and it'll scratch.
Wow.
And you're like, oh, how did the scratch get here?
Crack in it for no reason. You're like, I didn't even do anything.
And you spent $200 on them. But I spent $1.50 on mine, and I can throw them across the room, and they don't break or scratch.
Yeah,
I love it.
Those little tiny brick Nokias, those were indestructible.
They were. You could drop them from on the roof.
Yeah. Yeah, you run it over and be like, oh, whoop, forgot my phone.
Yeah,
there it is.
Yeah, yeah. Run it over and then back up on it, and then be like, oh, here it is.
And sit on it for all night long. Where's my phone? Oh, there it is.
Man, I remember I had a phone when I was working in a high labor area, and I went to lean against something, and the phone was in my pocket, and I leaned up against this platform, and the whole thing just stopped working. The screen broke and everything. All I did was lean. And I'm like, really? It's a good thing I had insurance on it. He's like, just replace it. But what the heck?
Yeah, you're like, what's this actually made of?
I mean,
spending all this money on good phones.
And it's really funny because they started off really big, right?
Yeah.
With the cases and everything. Then they got wicked tiny, right? They went real small with them. So small that you really didn't know where it was. You could put it in your change pocket.
You're like, chinga, chinga, ching, where's my phone?
Yeah, like it got really small. Now they're getting big again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like how big the iPhones are? Like, holy cow. Yeah.
I love that thing.
It's a literal computer in your pocket.
Yeah, yeah. They got the one where you can open it three times, and it's humongous. And I'm like, it's just a tablet in your pocket.
I think they even make phones that you can connect little keyboards to, so you can sit there and type on it.
That'd be so funny. Let me just
I wouldn't doubt it.
Let me get my workout.
It's everything is just so
full. What are you doing?
And then I heard, and I don't know how true this is. This is like, you know, I'm pretty sure just based on, you know, think that the theories and kids being born now,
yeah,
they're like born with the knowledge on how to use these cell phones and these electronics. They're like, they know more than I do when they're like two.
They're like, oh,
here, let me fix it.
Here, you got to do this. All right.
And they can fix it in 3 seconds, and I'm like, okay.
You're like, well, I feel dumb.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah, well.
I feel smarter than I was a minute ago.
Thanks for teaching me that, Mr. Two-Year-Old.
Showing me that number you have to push. Awesome.
Awesome settings, I guess.
How do you do that?
It's crazy that they're born with the knowledge, and I'm like, yeah, I was born with a friggin' with yellow skin, awesome, and tons of hair. I wasn't born with the knowledge to use technology, that's for sure. Yeah, right.
They all got cell phones in their mom's womb.
Yeah.
And they're using it. They're like, ah, this is how I fix it.
Hey, they probably listen.
They're probably like, ooh, they don't know what they're doing. Wait till I get out.
wait till I get out.
I'll hand me the phone. The kid's going like this instead of, you think he wants a binky? And he,
give me the phone.
Snack? No.
Yep.
He's never going to fix it. Wait, what?
Get him a little iPad and they know how to play Frogger on it.
Exactly. And they know how to watch movies and they know how to download TV shows. And...
like, what?
Yeah, I was here like you go, kid. Dumb when I first got a smartphone. I was like, I'm smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't even know what I'm doing.
It's so much fun when you get a phone. Like, when you get a new phone and it's not the same, like, type of phone you had, so it's a completely different. So say you had an Android or a Samsung or something, and then you went to iPhone.
Yeah.
Completely two completely different phones.
Yep.
Right. So you got to do things a little bit differently on each phone. So if you're used to one thing, then you go to the next, and you're like, so if I press this button, what happens? Is it self destruct? Like, is that a self destruct button?
It's got a red button.
Don't press the red button. What if I press this button? What is this one? It has stick figures. It's like, what?
Why is this a cheese app? What's going on here?
Yeah, there's an app for everything.
Oh, that's the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, and then there's
selfie time.
There's a ton of different options for your camera, so you're like, oh, what's the shutter speed? Okay.
Some of that stuff, I'm just like, sure.
It used to be, but you could pick it right at the bottom, but, you know, where it's like the different types of.
It's funny.
Pictures you can take.
I tried to do that panoramic view.
Yeah.
And I'm like this. And it comes out like.
Yeah, all choppy.
But my new phone, I do it and it's perfect. I'm like, oh my God, I love you.
Yeah, I think if you go fast enough, but not too fast. Yeah. But if you go really fast, you got the streaks.
Yeah. You're like, hey, that's a bear.
That's something.
Speaking of bears, there was a couple where I was working. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all wooded out so, there.
Well, it was a mom and a baby. And I was like, don't go over there. She'll give you a hug.
Yeah. That's not the kind of bear hug you want, though.
I was feeding chipmunks the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was holding, I think it was an almond or something in my hand. And he just looks at me and he's like, like breathing super heavy. I'm like, it's okay, buddy. And he comes over and he literally jumps in my hand and it's in my hand. And he starts eating and I'm holding it like this. I was like, please don't poop in my hand.
Yeah, that's please like, don't poop in my hand.
Then he just goes, looks over at me, and goes, and takes right off. I'm like,
that's
right.
So funny.
Little rocket's tail up in the air.
Did you name him Alvin?
No.
I would have.
No, Theodore.
Theodore!
I named him Pickles.
I named him Fluffy.
Come here, Fluffy. You're so cute. I just want to cuddle you.
We have a chipmunk that lives underneath my deck.
Really?
And we see him run out all the time, go into the garden. He does. He goes really fast. He's like, pew. And then he does something in the garden. Then he goes, pew, right back underneath. Sometimes he stops. Like, yeah, pretty much. Sometimes he stops in the middle of the patio. He kind of looks around. Then he goes, pew, right back in
there. Like we did with the videos.
I know.
Holy moly.
Yeah, if any of you guys have, like, CCTV at work and you're bored one day, go go in the office and watch the season, like watch the, like the playback and watch your CCTV and just like put the sound effects to it when people are walking really fast.
And the people start talking. Just go,
And if it's a real, yeah, right. I remember that.
Someone was sitting there,
and they're
like,
and then they talk. We had so much fun doing that.
Dude, we were
it was
dying.
Hilarious.
We had tears. We were like,
it was because it was such a, it's such a busy place when it's during the day when the employees are there.
Yeah.
And so you're constantly seeing people walking back and forth, doing whatever they got to do. So you're just like,
I remember I came out, Pete was like, you okay? I was like, yeah. He's like, why are you crying? I was like, no reason. He's like, what are you doing back there? And I told him later, I was like, we're just watching videos of people going back and forth and making sound effects. He's like, you two need help.
Yeah, no wonder you two are friends.
Yeah.
It was so, I think I have a video of us doing it somewhere.
I had it and I was laughing so hard still watching.
I know. The thing is you see on CCTV though.
Oh, it's great.
You're like, you don't always see everything that's going on, you know? So when you go on CCTV, you do. And then, so you see some stuff.
Yeah, you see some crazy things.
People don't know there's a camera. They're doing funny things, picking their nose, doing whatever.
Scratching their tush.
Yep. And they do it.
Yep. And you don't know, and then they're like, then you look up, and they go, oh, man.
Or it could be a giant inflatable something that needs to go in a room.
You still have
that's
that
covered
video.
With a sheet, so do I.
I have that video.
So do I. I think I laughed harder when I saw that.
Dude, I was dying. I was laughing while Pete was bringing it out.
And he's just like, didn't
nonchalant.
Even, yeah.
But he was, not like, a, he was not trying a care not to laugh.
Not a care in the world.
As soon as we put it in the room, he was dying.
Yeah.
He was like, this is great.
And you know what? It's funny because the girl brought it the night before and I was working that night.
We were
I left it for
she
him.
Was
I was like,
behind her back. She's like, can you blow something up for me? I was like, depends on what it is. And she goes,
yeah, right.
Ding. And I was like, I don't know. Pete?
Yeah, Pete, I left it for him in the morning.
Yep.
I left a note. This is for you. Have a great day.
I came in that morning and he's like, what is this? I was like, oh, some lady wants you to blow that up. He's like, he goes, how are we going to hide this? I was like, I have no idea. Like that. And he's like, all right, I'll blow it up. I got an idea. I was like, all right. And he comes out with a sheet. Dude, I died.
Because that was before we had the portable air compressor. We only had the air compressor that was in the back. It was only in the back shop. It was the only one. And so you had to blow it up in the shop and then bring it up.
He came out with his sheet.
I was covered. But you can see through the sheet.
Yeah.
You can see what it was. There was no mistaking it.
I was dying. I was like,
I saw
my
you.
God.
I saw you in the video. I'm like, I'm so surprised that Chuck is still standing.
Like, get in
up.
The elevator. I was like, okay.
And then you sent me pictures.
And then after
you set it up.
But he got in the elevator, and I think somebody came in the elevator with us, and they were like, what's that? And he's like, nothing. Like that. And I couldn't stop laughing.
Yet.
I couldn't stop laughing. And the guy's like, he's just looking at me all weird, and I'm just like, whew, like that. And then we get to the room, and it was, oh, my God, it was so funny.
Let's just say, we don't have to say what it was, but no. I'm pretty sure people are going to figure it out.
Yeah.
It was for a bachelorette party.
Yeah. And when he pulled
remember
the
that.
Sheet off, he was like,
like a magician.
Magic.
Like a magician. I'm surprised it still stood up.
I was like, pop goes a weasel.
Oh, man, the industry is great.
Oh, it was so
the
funny.
The things
dude.
That you see and do.
It was so funny. I was dying. And I couldn't. I was trying to take a picture, but I was laughing. I was doing this.
So you couldn't.
He's like, take the picture. Like, I was like, I can't. Give me a minute. He's like, who are you sending it to? I was like, Billy? He was like, of course you would. I was like, yeah, I got to.
I saw it in the box. I had to see that.
Bro, it was so funny, dude.
But then seeing it, you sent me the picture before we saw the video.
Yeah.
So I knew it. And I was like, how did he get it up
we
there?
We couldn't stop laughing when we watched that video. I just couldn't. I could not.
That thing was, what, like 6 feet?
It was huge.
It was huge.
It was like 6'9".
He stood it on the bed. It was
could
great.
Could have been a basketball player.
Could have put a baseball hat on it.
Ron Johnson. Going for a slam dunk.
Number 69.
Ron Johnson. Willie Johnson.
Oh, just some of the memories.
Oh, man, that was probably the best ever.
I can't imagine. I told my brother because I helped him get a job over there, and I said, you know, you're gonna experience some things you probably never experienced in your life, and I know you've been around, bud, but I'm gonna tell you right now, you are going to experience things that you probably never thought people would do. And he's like, I believe it. I'm like, you believe it.
You're welcome.
You wait until you see it.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna be like, what happened?
Then you're going to be like, wow, he was right.
Congratulations.
Lots of funny things have happened.
Oh, man, they were great. They were fun. That was the good days, though. That was a fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we did the radio.
The good old days.
We did the podcast in the room we were supposed to be working.
We got permission.
I know, but we were supposed to be working, and we were just sitting there doing it. We got Indri in there, and she was like, oh, I love you a long time.
I know, she did. Hold on, let's give people a mental image of Indri. Indri is a small Indonesian woman, probably in her 60s, and one of the best people there, I think.
She's one
of the nicest people, always nice. Somebody could talk to her like dog crap, and she was still so nice to them and helped them get what it was
they away.
And you always knew when Indri was working because you'd go into the back behind the desk or whatever and you'd see this whole smorgasbord of food. And she doesn't really eat a lot, but she has it all.
Yeah.
So you knew there was a whole buffet table.
I remember she was like, I ordered pizza. I was like, what? She's like, you, how far are you? I was like, All right. And she was like, oh, you like it? It's cheese. I was like, come on. All right, I'll eat it anyway.
And she has the accent.
I didn't care.
She has the Indonesian accent. So we had her come in when we were doing the podcast. And we were like, Indri, say something funny. And she's like, what do you want me to say? I don't know what to say. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Say, I don't know. You could say anything. And she's like, oh, me love you a long time. Oh, my God, I was dead.
She's like, me love you a long time. I was like, oh, my God.
I was dead.
I lost it. Wasn't it that day where I was doing this to the microphone? Well, oh.
because we were laughing so hard. I think we had the voice changer.
Yeah, we were like, had the chipmunk and all that stuff.
Yep.
The deep voice where we were going.
Yes. And then it sounded like demonic and vomiting.
What's your face? Like, knock it off.
Yeah. I missed the voice changer. As funny as the rest of them were, the chipmunk voice was probably by far my favorite.
Oh, that was the best.
And I couldn't stop laughing. And every time we laughed, it made it even funnier because imagine the laugh in the chipmunk voice. Yeah. Like, hee, hee, hee. And it's like.
See, that's why I wanted to use the thing here.
I know. It'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
But, you know, somebody didn't tell me if they could, so I didn't know.
It would be weird. Like, how would we hook it up?
I don't know, somewhere around here, maybe if they have the equipment that can just kind of... Then we just go clicking around, hell, this is chicken butter, it's not your cup of tea.
Yeah. It would have to hook up to, like, a extender so that if it were these, I don't know. If it were these, you'd have to plug this in and then plug the thing into the box.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something.
I wonder if that's how it would work.
That'd be something.
Because you could plug this into the voice changer and then, like, the microphone.
Yep.
And then you plug the voice changer box into the box that is into this. I wonder if that would work.
You try it. It'd be great.
I mean, just thinking about it. It's not in front of me, so.
I mean, I don't know what kind of ends this got. It's probably got the same thing as this right here.
Well, see, they got, like, I'm plugged in over here.
Me and you would have to do it over there. It'd be funny.
It's not this. It's the. Remember how I had to get the opposite? It's the same thing as that.
Oh, okay.
So this here would be. But I think the box has both.
It does.
The voice changer box. I have one.
Yeah.
Two. So.
That would be so funny, dude. That would be so much fun doing.
I know. I'm sitting here thinking about it. Like, you see, I got this weird smile on my face, and I'm like, I'm looking at Chuck, like, right, like, I'm not looking at him though, but I'm just like, kind of looking right through him.
Because you know what I'm thinking.
I'm like, voice changing.
We're like, hi, my name is Chuck. I'm Chuck and Billy. I'm not your cup of tea.
It's a really funny voice changer box.
Oh yeah, it'd be gentle.
We had so much fun with it.
Oh, you had so much fun. I laugh so hard.
Dude,
I couldn't stop laughing.
Maybe we did sexy talk.
In the chipmunk voice.
Doritos.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, man.
Oh.
The good old days.
I know, man. I want to see if I can get that. I still got it at the
house. We got to find, if we're going to go back to podcasting, we got to find a different platform to go on.
Yeah, because
Podbean doesn't let you go live anymore.
Oh. There's
can you believe
of,
that?
A lot of people are upset about that.
Yeah.
And I
canceled my membership.
I warned them. I said, you're gonna go downhill. You're garbage. I told them that.
What are you paying for? Like,
yeah.
You can get better services somewhere else for cheaper.
Yeah.
And, I mean, live was a great option. Yeah. I don't understand why they took that away.
I went on to, remember that show Beans and Weenies?
Yeah.
I went on to their show, and they were super upset the fact that the live is gone. They're like, what's the purpose of having a podcasting app if you can't even go live?
Yeah, podcasts are supposed to be able to go live.
And they seen me come in and they're like, Chuck from Chuck and Billy's. Wait, is it Chuck or Billy? I said, well, it says Chuck from Chuck and Billy's.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You figure it out. And they're like, come up to the panel. I was like, I don't want to. Okay, I will.
I don't want. Don't. I'm not. Okay.
Don't pull my. Okay, I'm coming. So,
no, I'm not. Just I don't want this. Okay,
it's like when you're drinking in Ecuador. No, I just you know I don't need. No, I don't want. I just okay. I'll drink it.
Yeah,
you're not gonna say no. They will just I don't want you. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's good. Give me another one.
Yeah,
but they were like, come up to the panel. So I started talking to them for a few minutes, and they were like, are you guys coming back to Podbean? I was like, no, now that the live's gone, we're not going to bother. And yeah. He's like, yeah, they're losing a lot of people. I was like, well, I told them karma's going to suck for you guys after what you guys did to us, so bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, like just taking everything away, and then it's so stupid.
They just want to be, from what stupid emails I've got, is they just want to be a downloading, to download podcasts, that's it.
People are going to leave.
Yeah.
I left.
Yeah, I did too.
I canceled my membership, and I was like, bye.
See ya.
Luckily, I didn't have any real gold mines on there.
Yeah,
like, I had a couple of testing.
Yeah, I did a couple of music shows.
But. Yeah, in a music show, but like that was it, and it wasn't no big deal. So I'm like, bye.
I mean, everybody liked the AI music show I did. There was tons of downloads. I was like, woohoo. Then I was like, okay, can't do live anymore. Bye-bye.
Yeah, nice. I'm sure a lot of other platforms, you know, there's a lot of them out there, so I'm sure we can find one. Because I look at all my podcasting equipment at home, and I'm like, I want to be on it. I want to go on my stuff, you know, have some fun.
Do the things.
And do the stuff and the things with the stuff in it.
And make commercials that we can't play on here.
Yeah, make commercials that we can play there, but not here.
I mean, we got some good ones here, but.
We do. We do. Can't really knock it.
Woke up like this commercial.
Dude, when you sent me those videos, by the way, for those other those two commercials, the one with the one for the farts, but the other one too.
Yeah.
Like I was dying up. I go, Trin, I'll give you three guesses on who sent me this. First try. Hi Trin, by the way, I know you're listening. Hi Lila. Hi Harper.
Hello, Trin. How are you? Puppies.
Lila.
Hi, puppies.
Puppy, 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 puppies. It would be so funny if they were like...
They were like, huh?
I bet you Lila will be turning her head.
Harper.
Sometimes she's like, huh?
Lila.
But huh? Lila does it. She does the whole thing.
Dee Dee does
it all the way.
Dee Dee does it all the time. I'm like, you want some food?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're going to break your neck.
Hungry?
Do you want a treat? Momo just looks at you like, all right, sure.
Weird.
Where did I put my... Oh, there it is. Anyway, couldn't find my phone. That was weird.
That was weird.
So I could read this if they want me to. I'll do it. All right. The Pittsfield 4th of July Parade... sorry.
Really?
I'm dying. The Pittsfield 4th of July is celebrating the generations this year, and Pittsfield Community Television is bringing you live coverage. Join PCTV on July 4th beginning at 9:30 a.m. for the live parade coverage from South Street in Pittsfield. On PCTV Access, Pittsfield Channel 1301, PCTV Select 1, and on the Pittsfield Community Television Facebook page. Live coverage of the 4th of July parade is supported by Greylock Federal Credit Union. and Berkshire Community College, Access Plus, and KJ Noss Catering. Ooh, I did it.
You did it.
Without stuttering. Oh, no, we're going to have to do it.
Only in the very beginning.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Start over.
I'm going to read it like Chantel next time. All right. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Sexy talk. Which, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No. I mean, we could
that
do
was,
it.
That was, well, yeah, because it's pretty much rated just PG.
Yeah, it's products.
We just talk like candy
all,
and
we just talk all
chips.
Talk all food. Cutesy and stuff.
Yeah. Like different cars. Yeah. Toyota.
Honda.
Camry. And you can't, like, it's like the commercials, like the one for Rolls-Royce.
Yeah.
Rolls-Royce.
Rolls-Royce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mercedes.
That's funny. Kia.
I was breathing, but nothing came out.
You're like,
people are gonna be like, what is this show?
I know.
They're just breathing. No, I'm kidding. What are you wearing?
What's your favorite scary movie?
Ooh, I just went lightheaded. Holy moly.
Too much air.
Yeah. Went to the brain too quick. I was like, ta-da. David Copperfield time.
Yeah, you're about to disappear.
Like pass out, like.
And I'll be like, blah, 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 blah. Look over and Chuck's missing. And I'm like, whoa.
All you see is my foot sticking up.
It was the aliens. It was the aliens. They came down.
And I come back up like.
Yeah. All wobbly.
I'm good.
We're good over here. We're good.
I got this.
Don't call. Don't call. Don't call. Don't call 9119.
Yeah, don't call 736 1.
Don't call
992.
Don't call 992 on me.
Don't do it, guys.
Don't do it. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
I'm good. Hyundai. Elantra.
Ford.
Oh, GMC Sierra.
You gotta get the H on there too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes it fun.
Like hamburger helper.
Yes. Oh, you gotta do it for both the H's.
Oh yeah.
Hamburger helper.
Cheetos.
Ramen.
Ramen. Ramen.
Oh. The cheap stuff. Yeah. The cheaper stuff.
Yeah.
It's not really cheap anymore.
Yeah.
Remember when you could buy ramen noodles? I don't think it was ramen. It was something else. For like, it was 10 for a dollar.
Oh, those Munchausen or whatever
they're called. No, they were, it was something. I said it recently.
Top ramen?
No.
Maybe? No?
No. I can't remember, but I will. I'll think of it like in an odd moment.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I'll think of it in an odd moment. Oodles of noodles.
Ah, yes. Oodles of noodles.
Oodles of noodles. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but that used to be a brand. Oodles of noodles, and it wasn't out for long, but like you get 10 for, they were 10 cents
yeah,
a pack.
Yeah.
10 for a dollar.
Now they're like $10 for three.
$10 for like, well, you could get a case.
Yeah. Yeah. And
for that.
I mean, those were good, Oodles and Noodles. I don't even know if they still make those.
No, I haven't seen them.
I know they used to make
It's all ramen now.
I know they used to make an awesome candy bar that my mom used to eat all the time. It's called Clark Bar. I don't know if
I've seen it.
Do they still make it?
Yeah, that's wow, still around.
Those are so good.
Clark Bars.
Those are like the wannabe Butterfingers. But I mean, no, let me rephrase that. The Butterfingers.
Like 100 grand.
Yeah, 100 grand, like Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, like across
between. Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit.
Those taste like garbage now. Those were so good when I was a kid.
Everything was different when you were a kid, you know?
Oh, my God.
They made candy differently, I think.
Yeah, they made it good. Now it's like eating solid cement. You're like...
Yeah, it's tough. Well, you know, actually, it's probably fine. Yeah. It's just us getting old.
Yeah, you're like, what's the matter?
Nothing.
I need somebody to cut this up for me.
Then your wife's like, can I have a bite? Yeah, sure.
Don't put me in the nursing home just yet.
Give me a minute. I don't need diapers.
I can do it.
I can do it.
Just give me a really sharp knife.
Just do it.
I get a butcher's knife that's so sharp it can cut a little piece of hair in half.
I have to cut apples now. It's so sad. Like,
ooh. Yummy. They should put some peanut butter on them.
Oh, they're so good. Like almond butter? Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. I like that. What did I ate a whole box, almost a whole box of Cocoa Pebbles the other day.
It's not hard to do.
It's not, dude.
Those boxes
really
are really small. It's like three bowls.
No, I got the family size. It was huge.
It's still like
this.
It's still like maybe four bowls.
To me, yeah.
Four three. Jethro bowls.
Yeah. What are you putting in a mixing bowl for?
Because.
You're eating it with a colander.
A serving spoon.
You're eating it with like one of those ladles.
Yeah. Ladle.
Remember the stupid, what was the stupid song? Knick knack, paddy whack,
give a dog a bone. Yeah. I don't know.
That was confusing.
There's also, was it London Bridge is Falling Down? That was about something bad that happened.
Like,
everybody's like, London Bridge is falling down.
Who cares if they all
die? Kids are all skipping around in circles and stuff. Like, and like, you're a kid and doing this and singing it. And then when you grow up, you find out what it means.
Ring around the Rosie was something too.
Yeah, it was a sickness of some sort.
Like a plague.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Good job.
They all fall down. Was them like dying from the plague? Like it's like what?
Ring around the rosy. We got the Black Death plague. Yay! What?
I don't remember which sickness it was. But
I don't either. But it was.
But you go to find like some of the
leprosy or something.
The craziness behind some of the nursery rhymes.
Yeah, dude.
from years ago that people used to sing to their kids, and we still heard when we were kids, and it's like they're really disturbing.
Yeah, I remember when I was like, I wonder
Rock
what these actually.
Baby
yeah.
On the treetop.
When the wind blows,
the cradle will rock.
Rock. Yeah.
When the bough breaks. The cradle will fall, and down will come baby, cradle and all.
Ta-da!
Like, what? What?
Yeah, no wonder I have brain damage. You're singing us death songs. That was our death metal.
Yeah, that's it. That's what
Real Roma Rosie.
That's why we listen to what we listen to.
Oh, my God, it was so bad. I can't remember what I was doing. I was doing something. I was watching a movie, and the kid was singing Knick Knack Paddy Whack, and I was like, I wonder what that's actually about. And I look it up, and I don't know what it's actually about. It doesn't really show me anything or tell me anything. But then I was like, Ring Around the Rosie. I was like, oh, my God. And then I was like, London Bridge is falling. What is going on? And I was like, we were singing about dying. What's going on? Yeah, other
right?
people
like,
dying. What are you doing?
That's like humanity in a nutshell.
Oh, my God. It was so bad.
How everyone is always so curious about a something big happening that hurts other people. Like, multi-casualty incidents. You got your people driving by like, what happened? What happened? What happened? I gotta see. Is there a dead body?
Oh, I hate when there's accidents. People just slow down. Like, can you just drive?
Yeah, you gotta pay attention because you're gonna just create another accident.
Yeah.
But, like, that's just the type of people that we are. Like, as human beings, we just always want to see the stuff happen. So we sing these songs and then normalize it for everybody. Yeah,
yeah. Guess what, kids? We're going to sing about the plague.
Yeah. Maybe one day in your life you'll experience it, COVID.
I wonder if they actually still sing those songs to kids these days.
Probably. I know you can like buy the toys that play the music, like especially Rockabye Baby. And London Bridge. I think you can get just the music, but it doesn't really.
It's terrible.
I haven't really heard the words in a while.
There should be like an album cover for it. Everyone's dying and running away from the London Bridge.
Well, the whole city of London is on fire. You know, yeah. ashes, we all fall down. They all got these putrid looks on their faces, like something bad is happening or about to happen.
It'd be a straight up death metal cover.
It would be. It totally would be.
It'd be called Ashes to Ashes.
It'd be like one head floating by. Yeah.
Some limbs.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty sick. But
it's terrifying. Like, they made us sing that stuff when we were kids.
Yeah, they didn't even make us. We just did. No, they sang it to us, and then it gets stuck in your head.
Knick, knack, patty, whack, keep a dog along. This old man came rolling home.
Knick-knack. I was so confused on that. I was like, is this kind of like some kind of creepy old man thing? And I was like, and I started singing it to myself. I was like, that's scary.
What was the one with the farmer had, well, McDonald had a farm. Yeah. Oh, that wasn't.
No.
Like about any kind of maiming.
Bingo
was his name. Oh,
B-I-N-G-O
and Bingo was his name. But you know, a lot of these songs have the same melodies.
They do.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. I don't even know the words. I just know that part.
That's the only part I know. She'll be rowing down the... I don't know.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is such a dream. Anyway.
Life is but a dream.
Boo.
If it were... I want to wake up. No.
Now I want to turn these.
I don't. I like this stream.
Now I want to get those songs and turn them into death metal songs.
That would be funny.
Dude, I'm doing it. Going to Suno and I'm
put,
doing it.
Put Arnold Schwarzenegger as the singer.
Ashes. We all fall down. Put the cookies down.
Ring around the rosies.
Ring around the rosie. Can't do it with my cold. Forget it. It's not
going to
happen.
Ring around the rosie. Pocket full of posies. Ashes. And my name's Chantel.
You got to stick that in the middle of it. Yeah.
Just before you finish the whole chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right before you get to the last word.
Yeah, like, ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy, ashes, ashes, me, Chantel. We all fall down.
Oh, man. So if there's any parents out there listening, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I hope your kids don't sing these songs. It creeped me out, man. Like, really did. I was just like, I don't believe we sung about all that stuff.
Death and dismemberment.
Yeah, death, dismemberment, people burning to death. I was like, what's going on?
Yay, let's play jacks with it, and we can go
ring around the rosy.
We can go draw on the sidewalk with chalk and.
Dude, it's I don't know.
Mary had a little lamb.
Yeah. I like D'Andrew Dice Clay's version better. can't say that.
Yeah, I don't think we can do that.
Yeah, that's my favorite one, though. Well, Little Bo Peep was my favorite one from him. But anyways, since we've all had a flashback.
That was the worst in history that I've ever heard.
Oh, my God. I don't know, man. What was it? What was I going to do? Oh, my... What was I doing? I was doing something at work, and I was talking like a radio host, like one of those guys go, "Hi, my name is Will."
Oh, when we did NICOT News.
No, I'm just doing like the radio host that has that voice.
Yeah, the voices we used for NICOT News.
But it was great. Then I was reading something.
Welcome to NICOT News.
Welcome to NICOT News. And I read something at work, and I was like, "It's gonna make your face much more better." And I just kept doing it really long.
Yes, that's the point. That's how you get really better.
It's gonna be a much better day for you on a Thursday. Well, Friday, whatever day it is, I don't even know. Happy New Year.
This weekend,
it is Christmas time.
Christmas in July.
You're stupid.
Wait.
We're going to go to Chantel with the weather.
It's 70 degrees fearing here outside.
That's actually Fahrenheit, Chantel. Fahrenheit.
Fearing here.
Shut up. It's fearing here.
Okay. Disrespectful much? Yeah, it was. I can't remember what I was reading. I was reading something. I was like, "I'm gonna do this like a radio host," and she's like, "Do it," and I did it, and she was like, "Oh my god, it's so funny." Anyway, but yeah. Oh, we got to give a shout out if Julio is listening. Hi, Julio.
Hi, Julio.
Julio.
Me, Chantel. Your name is Julio.
Why does it say? So that's weird. I just went on like the national weather.
Yeah.
And I was on for my location. It was like White Plains. I'm like, no,
dude. I did that, and mine said Vancouver, British Columbia.
That's funny. It's probably a VPN. It's probably a VPN. Something. Let's see.
Well, I don't live there, but okay.
Let's see today.
How's the skiing weather outside today?
Yeah, what do the mountains look like?
You guys want to go sliding?
Hey guys, you want to go sledding?
So they have a, what do they call them? Those things at work, and I asked if I could ride it, like the snow sleds.
Oh, snowmobile.
Yeah, can't even think. And I was like, "Hey, do I get to ride one of those?" And they're like, "No." I was like, "That's no fun. I just want to hit a jump."
Well, that's not any fun. That's not any fun for me at all.
They're like, "You know how to handle one of these bad boys?" I was like, "Really? Are you acting like you think I'm a child?"
No. Teach me.
Yeah.
Because then it'd be really funny to watch them try to teach you.
Yeah.
And you already know.
Yeah.
Like, and then you get on it and you ride it like a pro.
Yeah.
Like, you did good, man. You taught me well.
Yeah, man. You taught me how to do burnouts, bro. And hit jumps.
69 degrees outside right now.
He was like, "Well, you sure you can handle it?" I was like, "I'm not a child." And he's like, "Well, you know, it's very sophisticated set of machinery."
What do you mean, man? What is sophisticated about a snowmobile?
It has moving parts.
Yes, it has a belt drive. No, really? Who would have thought?
Tonight's moon is the waxing gibbous.
Waxing gibbous. Waxing gibbous.
Gibbous.
Waxing gibbous.
Gibbous.
The waxing gibbous.
It's like waxing gibbous.
The moon tonight is the waxing gibbous.
It's like 80% humidity.
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 Humidity. Humidity. Humidity.
It's 69 degrees Fahrenheit.
And it's 76% humidity.
Like, it could rain.
It could.
There's like a 55% chance it could rain.
It's it's like,
it's gonna be like 60 tonight.
And the winds are 6 mph and sw.
Mph.
The winds are 6 mph and sw.
Sw.
So if nobody knows what I'm doing, it's 6 miles per hour in southwest winds.
Swa.
The wind is 6 minutes.
It's almost like trying to speak French.
Yeah. Mepe.
Mepe. Je m'appelle.
Eau de toilette.
Eau de toilette.
I hate that it says that on your cologne, toilet.
I know, toilet.
Like, was it come from the toilet?
Because it's like toiletries.
I know, but it's just weird.
But yeah, the first time I ever saw it, was like, why does it say toilet?
I'm thinking that they went to France, like, and they just dunked it in there and put toilet water and then sealed it.
Take some France. Toilet water.
Toilet water, your beautiful perfume.
Oui, oui. Oui, oui.
You smell good. Very good, yes.
We have good smelling toilets.
I smell like a toilet.
Poopy caca.
Poopy caca, yeah.
It's a baby.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
Oh, man.
People are probably like, what?
You can't say you've never thought about it. Like, yeah. Come on, it's funny.
Yes.
Poo-poo-ca-ca.
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 Ah, you smell good.
You smell good.
Good, yeah, you like this.
You like,
France.
France,
Oh, man.
What kind of cologne you wearing? Booby caca.
From France.
Oui, booby caca.
From France.
That's the name of it. Oui, booby caca.
From France.
From France.
From France.
France. You.
My God.
I gotta stop.
I gotta stop right now. Right
knock
now.
Knock it off. Cause someone,
right meow.
Someone right meow. Because someone from someone from there is going to be like, they're making fun of us, wee wee.
Jacques Way.
Hey, boo boo.
Jacques Way, are they making fun of us, Jacques Way?
They're making fun of us, boo boo. Anyway, they're going to come in and be like, hey, call in. And be like,
yeah, those guys that are on the radio were not very kind to a number of friends. Can you please tell them to stop it?
Tell them to shut up.
Tell them to stop it. I don't like it. I'm going to tell their parents.
Well, you're out of luck. So they're on my arms.
I'm going to tell my mom and me. I'm going to be in so much trouble.
My mom's going to be so mad at me.
Hey, did you know there's a new scary movie coming out? It's in theaters.
I already watched it.
It's in theaters.
I hate it.
Did it suck?
Every minute of it was terrible.
Oh, no. That's not good to hear.
It wasn't even funny, dude. It wasn't even hilarious. Nothing.
Is it like the kind of comedy that's just not funny?
It's just not funny.
Yeah. And I was stupid comedy, right? Like,
it wasn't even hilarious. Like, they took movies from... What was the name of that movie? I can't remember the name of the movie. But,
Like Conjuring?
No, the guy that sits in the chair and this girl's stirring tea and she hypnotizes him basically and he goes into a different dimension.
Oh, yeah, I just watched that.
Yeah.
Get Out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that part, but it's the guy in the ghost face mask and he's stirring the tea.
Oh.
It's so dumb. Like, it's not even funny. None of the, anything that they say is not even funny.
Oh, man.
It's so terrible.
Huh.
It's so horrible. Like,
I guess
you
just run out
better.
Of jokes after a while. I don't know.
Well, I figured it was a Wayans Brothers. It was going to be great. But
right.
I think there was only one part in there that was funny, but I can't say it here. But
yeah.
I was like,
you guys
what?
Are just going to have to wait and watch it yourselves.
Yeah, like, oh, we. Anyway. Nijibubu. Anyway.
That was funny.
It was. I started watching it from the beginning because I actually was watching it before, so I rewound it and started watching it. And I was just like, I never laughed at anything. Like, it was not that funny at all. I mean, there was parts I was just like,
yeah, right?
You're like, that's it.
You're like, I like it when I'm watching videos sometimes, like watching reels or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll be scrolling and I'll see something kind of funny and I'm like, And that's it. Like, but if you're gonna make me laugh, make me laugh.
Yeah, that's it. Wasn't a movie for anybody that liked the ones from the before, because it's not like that. It's
you want to see a pretty funny movie? You got to watch Over Your Dead Body.
That's so funny.
It's got Jason Segel in it.
It's so funny.
Timothy Olyphant, Juliette Lewis.
Or Send Help. That's funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny too. And you know, these movies, if you've noticed, are starting to be popular. They're like comedy satire with gore.
Yeah, my wife watched Send Help and she was like, oh my God, it's so gory.
Well, it's like overboard.
Yeah.
And it makes it funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Like there's all that extra, like with the hog.
Yeah.
There's like way too much.
Yep.
But and then there's more. So it makes it funny.
I love when she cut its head off and threw it at him.
I know.
He was like, ah! Oh.
Yeah, but Over Your Dead Body, definitely another one of those types of movies. And it's quite amusing. I laughed. I watched it a couple times and laughed every time.
I think everybody needs to see Obsession.
Obsession.
It's such a good movie.
For men.
For men.
Toilette de noir.
Get the new perfume. Oui, oui, poupi caca.
Obsession.
From France.
François.
Francais was you.
You know, I had French class in like 7th grade or 8th grade or something. It's horrible.
You know what was funny?
Why would I take French?
I signed up for Spanish and they were like, you're not allowed to take it. Like, what?
Why?
They were like, because you're not allowed to take it. I was like, why am I not allowed to take Spanish? I want to learn. They're like, nope. I was like, well, love you too. I'm going to take German.
Yeah.
Eichen, Klinkens, Klamen, Klamer. They're like, nope. I was like, whatever. I don't know why they wouldn't let me take Spanish. I was so aggravated. It didn't make any sense to me. Like, zero sense.
And you need it. Just like,
yeah, I could have used it.
Your life turned out to the point where it would have been helpful.
Yes.
It would have been totally helpful.
Then I could have said, no, I don't want any more drinks. Yeah, it would have been perfect. Oh, no. Nada.
Or you'd be able to understand what people are saying about you.
Yeah. Look at how he dances.
Yeah, right.
So he's taking a poop on the floor. Idiot.
Stupid American.
What a dumb gringo. What an idiot. This guy's so... Oh, my God. How did she marry that guy?
Yeah. I doubt it.
I know.
They
will.
I know, but it's fun to like, pretend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't wait for the wedding. I'm excited.
Yeah.
My wife wanted
to hear. Which one? The one...
All of them. Both.
Yeah.
All of them. Geez, like there's 30. Anyways. No, I'm, I read the toast to my wife.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my God, they're going to cry. I was like, I know. So is everyone else. You're welcome.
It's like your job. When you're, the one that's got to do the speech, you have got to do that. You've got to make sure it's so sappy so that it makes them cry. You have to. It's like, you've got it. Then you can make it a little funny, like, and then you can make it sappy.
My wife was like, eh.
Add a little humor to it.
I did.
Yeah. See? Perfect.
I did. I added the humor to where, Anna, when she got her first car, her Subaru.
Yeah.
And then I added to, you used to listen to me until you got the Toyota. Then that's when it stopped.
But that's when everything changed.
It's more funny. Like, there's a part where I say, like, at the end, I say something like, may you guys be happy, and something else. And I said, like, Anna's opinions or something. I can't remember what it was. It's so funny. It's funny. I love it.
It'll be good. Anyways, we're getting close to that time, unfortunately, for maybe us, but you're probably like, yay, it's finally over.
I don't have to listen to him going,
what is this crap?
Stinky.
If you're still tuned in, then you actually liked it.
You loved it.
Don't lie.
Don't lie. You loved it. That's why it says when we type our name into Google, it says the popular Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That was amazing. So cool. I was like, we're not getting an award. Anyway. So, we get
the most raunchy award. How about that?
Yeah,
Here's your award.
Here's your award.
Thanks for all your time. We'll see you around, but you're not ever coming back in the studio again.
You're not coming here. But Wait, isn't it 4th of July?
Next week.
Next week? Or is that like
the next weekend.
3rd is Friday, right?
The 2nd, I think. No. Yeah, the third is Friday. The 4th is Saturday.
We won't be on next week then.
I won't be here next week.
Oh, would it be a while?
yeah, I'm going away on Thursday.
Got to be here with Chantel.
Close. Yep.
Anyways, all right. Well, thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Have a good night, guys. Well, day, whatever. Bye.